I'm Liza Kerwin, and it's February 13th, 1992. This is an interview for the Archives of American Art, and I'm talking with Alexander Giampietro and Hubert Lecky. Mr. Giampietro teaches at Catholic University, and Hubert Lecky is the designer of the Archives of American Art Journal, among other things. They both attended the New Bauhaus in Chicago in 1937, and they both also taught at the Institute of Contemporary Arts in Washington, D.C., and today I want to talk about those two schools and their impressions of them. First, Mr. Giampietro, how did you learn about the New Bauhaus in Chicago, and what drew you to that school?
Well, it came about at the Kamenev School of the Arts. Zander Shilinsky was teaching theater at Black Mountain College, where Albers was present. Came to teach a course in theater at the Kamenev School of the Arts.
Okay, let me make sure I got that name right of the teacher.
Zander Shilinsky.
Shilinsky. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's a theater man from the Bauhaus. Mm-hmm. And so I was very enthusiastic about what he told us, and I went over to see Albers if I could stay with them. Mm-hmm. I said, no, you go to Chicago because Moholy is going to open a school. Mm-hmm. You want to be there with Moholy. I recommend you, don't worry about it. So I took off for Chicago. Mm-hmm. And this was the most exciting year in my life, 37, 38. Mm-hmm. To be not only with sculptors like Archipeng or painters and photographers like Capish and Moholy himself, plus lecturer from Chicago University with lecture on physics like Eckhart, and philosophy Carnap, and Morris on languages. This was really another world. Mm-hmm. And so was Vinetka with his music teacher, I forget his name now. Dushkin, was it? Dushkin?
Dushkin, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we made the recorders and we played them. So mm-hmm. It was the most exciting year in my life, as mm-hmm. I know, as far as coming in touch with your hands, your brains, everything that you had in you. We really did. Lived in a place. Mm-hmm. I lived from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock without any problem.
Mm. Hubert, how did you first hear about the New Bauhaus?
Almost by osmosis. Because at the time, I didn't know the Bauhaus from Gebrauch Grafik. And Carl Binder had been giving seminars on poster design. So I went to that. But the main thing was that at the time that the Bauhaus opened, Ernst Dederer was going to give a seminar on calligraphy at the Newberry Library, which was going to be attended by the top 10 or 12 lettering men in Chicago. So my problem was, do I go to study Italian calligraphy of the 14th, 15th, 16th centuries and become a calligrapher, or take the Bauhaus and become a designer. Mm-hmm. And that was a change also, because I had had 3 years of Beaux-Arts training in architecture.
Where was that? Where was that?
That was in Chicago.
Oh, was?
All in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Bauhaus, classic, neoclassic, designing in the classic manner. But I was living in Chicago, Frank Lloyd Wright, Louis Sullivan. The Fine Arts Club had a show of Brancusi, Bird in Flight. Well, there was no question. I paid attention to calligraphy and all of that, but I had to go to the Bauhaus at night because I still had to work.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And it was a very interesting night class too, because the man next to me was the art director of Container Corporation. Oh. Mm-hmm. And he was 30 years older than me, but he was there to learn about the new approach to design. Well, it was very exciting, you know. It was in the middle of the Depression, towards the end.